Nigeria's High Commission in South Africa has advised its nationals to remain vigilant after an anti-illegal immigration protest in Eastern Cape turned violent. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. What began as a peaceful march on Monday in the port city of Kugampo, formerly East London, quickly descended into chaos after a protester alleged he had been attacked by a foreign national. The claim sparked unrest, with demonstrators setting vehicles alight and looting both local and foreign-owned shops. The violence comes amid growing tensions linked to the recent recognition of a Nigerian community leader in the city, given the traditional title of Eze Ndi Igbo, often translated as King of the Igbo people. While such titles are customary within Igbo diaspora communities, some locals viewed the move with suspicion, interpreting it as an attempt to assert political authority. Local officials, including Kugampo Mayor Princess Foku of the ruling ANC, condemned the violence, stressing that while the right to protest is legitimate, destruction and disorder cannot be justified. Authorities reported that at least 10 vehicles were burned during the unrest, though no arrests have been made so far. South Africa has witnessed repeated outbreaks of xenophobic violence in recent years, often targeting foreign nationals and their businesses. The Nigerian High Commission has urged its citizens to limit movement and avoid public gatherings while tensions persist. Community leaders have also sought to calm the situation, clarifying that the recognition of the Igbo leader was a private, ceremonial event with no political implications. However, some South African cultural experts criticized the move, arguing it may have breached local customary protocols. Provincial authorities have since distanced themselves from the event and called for respect of South African laws and institutions. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.